Musicians in Kenya want their radios back. Actually, they want to be back on the radio more than, say, Taylor Swift or artists from neighboring countries. NPR's Gregory Warner reports from Nairobi that they're pushing for a law that would force radio stations to play a majority Kenyan music.
Grandpa Records' 34-year-old CEO, Yusuf Noah, stage name Rafiga, says he wants more Kenyan artists to have a chance at stardom. The way to do that, he says, is legislation, forcing radio stations to play 70% Kenyan music. There is a law like that in South Africa. 55% of content on community and public TV and radio stations has to be local from South Africa. So far, this proposal has not gotten much further than a meeting between the artists and the Ministry of Culture. But the government is banking on working artists. By the year 2030, Kenya is projecting that 10% of its GDP will come from, quote, copyright-related industries, like film, art, publishing, and music. But the whole concept of protectionism can feel a bit retrograde in an era of laptop studios and YouTube, when almost every kind of music is available to almost everyone to reproduce. Protecting local artists isn't about preserving local culture at the expense of global or focusing artists inward. It's about the industry.
We are a young industry, and we want to grow, and we want to employ more people. And how will we do that?
By making more Kenyan pop stars, he says, with a little government help.